For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. A tax cut bill pending before Missouri Governor Jay Nixon would create a special deduction for thousands of business owners. Nixon has criticized the measure as a giveaway to lawyers and lobbyists, but that may be oversimplifying the issue. The legislation would phase in a 25% deduction for business income reported on personal tax returns. Many lawyers and lobbyists would benefit because of the way their businesses are structured. But so would the overwhelming majority of Missouri businesses. The tax break also would benefit many local restaurant and retail stores, doctors, accountants, landscapers, car dealers, construction companies, and others. Business associations that support the tax deduction say it's the best way to provide tax relief to employers. But some economists have questioned its effectiveness and fairness. A long winter of brutally cold temperatures and seemingly endless snowfall led to a deep snowpack in the mountains at the headwaters of the Missouri River. But that doesn't necessarily mean a higher risk of flooding this spring. For Harvest Public Media, Suzanne Hogan reports.
2011 brought major flooding to many areas along the Missouri River. This year, the snowpack is comparable to 2011 levels. But Kevin Lau of the National Weather Service says even though the snow is starting to melt, there are a few differences this year.
Number one, the snow continued to accumulate in 2011, well into May. Also, we had a lot more plains snowpack that melted off in March and April of 2011.
At this time in 2011, the reservoirs were almost full, which caused a lot of the major flooding. But this year,
we had relatively no plain snowmelt, so that storage in the reservoirs is still available.
Lau says rain and thunderstorms can mix with snowmelt, so isolated flooding is always a risk this time of year in Missouri, southern Iowa, and eastern Kansas. Suzanne Hogan, Harvest Public Media.
Columbia City Council members will receive some compensation for their service beginning in May. Voters have approved an annual stipend of $6,000 for council members and $9,000 for the mayor. Council members say the money will help pay for incidental costs and perhaps attract more people to the job. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the stipend works out to $4.32 an hour for the mayor and $2.88 for council members if they work 40 hours a week, and members say they often work that much on council business. Mayor Bob McDavid, who is 67 and retired, says he hopes the stipends will attract younger people and those who couldn't afford to serve strictly as volunteers. The Missouri House has approved legislation to help protect those who use self-defense to stop a home intruder. Currently, the Castle Doctrine Law allows owners to use deadly force in self-defense during an attack on private property. If the amendment is well received by the Senate before May 16th, it will give visitors the same right with the consent of the property owner. District 39 Representative Joe Don McGaw is the sponsor for the bill. He says it will provide protection for caretakers of homes and children.
I mean, that's not to say, you know, we're allowing people to shoot first and ask questions later. They still have to have a reasonable belief that the force they use is necessary to protect themselves.
Representative Jill Shoup of District 88 is against the proposed change. She says it would make Missouri the Wild West by giving people a pass to shoot and kill. Shoup says she believes law enforcement should be left in the hands of officers. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.